Ars longa, vita brevis. As the saying goes, you're not around for that long, so while you're here, make something that will outlive you. It's the conceit behind a whole lot of art, literature, buildings, and music. But if we're talking immortality, why not take the conceit one step further? The Greeks created the ekphrastic poem to describe a work of art so that a reader or listener can recreate the artwork in her imagination, hence ensuring its immortality. Lately, some Bloomington poets have been writing and then reading ekphrastic poems about works of visual art on view at the venue Fine Art and Gifts. WFIU's Yael Cassander introduces us to one painter-poet pair.
So the title of the painting is The Sun Shines From My Eyes. And I'm Ray Perrigo. It's a skull sitting in a field of grass with this, you know, beautiful empty blue sky above it with these two flowers poking out of the eye sockets. Making concrete the fact that, you know, one day I'm not going to be around anymore.
I first walked into a room that had lots of paintings sitting about at different angles on different pieces of furniture, and yours caught my eye immediately. I'm Patsy Ron. The flowers caught my eye, that they were in the eye sockets. It wasn't a dark, scary skull. The image in some way reminded me a bit of the Day of the Dead, and I wondered if those images of skulls of the Day of the Dead that are often decorated with flowers or bright colors, if you're aware of that, or if that had any influence in the back of your mind?
I'm aware of it, but only vaguely. It wasn't a conscious thing.
The feeling for a skull in that celebration is positive, but also the warm sun on the skull that you put is so unexpected. You know, when you see a skull, you don't expect it to be lit by a warm afternoon sun. But as I looked at it, I reached the teeth. I mean, you really drew the heck out of those teeth. It just grabbed me, and I said, that's it. It's hooked me. The 10 teeth of death. The skull sits upright in the field of grass, its smooth cap shining warm in the afternoon sun. 10 teeth rest in its gaping mouth, 5 above and 5 below, almost enough to chew a meal with. My first draft, I did try and, in words, describe further each of these elements of life, and it got really way too heavy. I don't mean in darkness, I mean in weight. It was just too much, and I knew I wanted to create some kind of sound piece with it. Saw, saw, saw. A song to regret the loss and the sadness. Four tooth four sings the song. A song to gentle happiness and contentment. Five tooth five sings the song. Yip 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 yip. Yip 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 yip. Yip 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 yip. Yip, 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 yip. A song to riotous energy and ecstatic joy. Six to six. I wanted the audience to participate in the creation of that sound that encompassed it all, and then I wanted them to all be able to just and I to fade it out until it was gone. A song of letting go.
At the end, you get this whirling cacophony of noise that just stops abruptly and without warning and fades off into silence, which is like really the whole point of you know, the piece.
I love the fact that in the future, and I welcome anybody to do this, to take this poem and to play with the sounds, do what you want with it so that it becomes something that can be a living event every time it's done.
Creativity will inspire more creativity, will inspire more creativity down the line. And, you know, eventually you get some whole new thing that is just loosely tied to the original material, and that takes on a life of its own, and then the cycle continues. It's just par for the course with making things. Where it came from isn't so much the point.
Where it's going is the point.
Right.
Right.